You're listening to JerryPark.com, the Coliseum of Combat Sports.
This past weekend, MMA fans may have witnessed Andrei Arlovsky's final UFC bout, and if so, he certainly went out on top with a second round victory over Big Jake O'Brien. So, what's next for the Pitbull? Well, we could have just asked the man himself, but I thought it would have been a hell of a lot more interesting to ask his wonderful and beautiful girlfriend, Playboy Cybergirl Patricia Mikula. Patricia, welcome back to the park.
Oh, hi, Ariel. Thanks for having me back.
It's great to be talking with you. It's been several months since we last spoke, and obviously this was a very busy weekend for you and Andre. Now, a couple of days later, UFC 82, what were your thoughts on the whole event?
Yes. So Andre won, which means he was going to win. And what are my thoughts?
Yes. Well, what were your thoughts on the whole thing? I mean, because there was a lot of talk, you know, obviously this may be his last fight in the UFC, but, you know, that he wasn't shown on the pay-per-view and, you know, he was fighting a guy that wouldn't maybe bring out the best in him. And despite all that, finished him in the second round. What did you think of the whole performance?
Well, I think Andre followed that game plan. I knew he's going to win. You know, the first round, you know, Jake tried to get him down. Andre was very good at defending him. And, you know, I thought he did very good. I mean, what do you guys think?
No, I mean, I actually wasn't able to watch the fight yet.
Oh, you wasn't able? Oh, okay.
Because they didn't show it on the, yeah, they didn't show it on the pay-per-view. I might try to find it on the internet, even though that will be illegal, but I'll pay for it. Don't worry, at UFC.com, so no one get upset. But what did you think of the fact that he wasn't shown on the pay-per-view? I mean, this is a former UFC champion, one of the biggest names. I've heard from people who are actually there that he got one of the loudest reactions and ovations from the fans, yet he's not shown on the pay-per-view. Didn't even get to talk to Joe Rogan after the fight. What do you think of all that?
So what's one word, two words? Ridiculous and just very disrespectful. I mean,
that's more than two words, though.
I don't want to talk bad about the UFC or, you know, I don't know who makes the decisions. I'm only Andre's girlfriend and also, you know, a fan of the, you know, a lot of the other fighters. I love MMA, but what they did was just, it's a joke. I mean, it's like, when I first found out that it's not going to be on pay-per-view, I mean, I was in shock, but I got over it. And I just said, you know what, anyway, Andre, you're going to put on a show, you're going to win. So let them do whatever they got to do, you know, just worry about the fight. And that's what he did. You know, he wasn't mad. He's like, you know what, if that's what they're doing, then let them do it.
Afterwards.
I think it's ridiculous because, you know, as many as Andre, he's got so many fans. Everybody, like you said, everybody went crazy when he came out and everybody wanted to see the fight. I got so many emails on MySpace and, you know, his fans were emailing and everybody was so upset that this is not shown. And I just think it's like, I mean, what are these people trying to prove? You know what I mean?
Well, if you can go into their minds, what do you think the problem is? I mean, where did it all go wrong between him and the UFC?
See, from what I know, nothing went wrong. He just didn't want to resign the contract before, you know, this fight, and which I don't blame him, because why would he want to resign, you know, before his fight and then be stuck with, you know, for another 2 years?
If he
doesn't deserve.
If you'd be able to look into a crystal ball, do you think that, you know, maybe in a few weeks or in a month now that this will all sort of go away and he will in fact re-sign with the UFC?
It's all possible. Like I said, you know, he hasn't talked to anybody yet. And, you know, there is a possibility that he will re-sign with the UFC. But all of this was that he did not want to resign before this fight, but, you know, we will see. Hopefully he will resign with the UFC. Hopefully they, you know, they will be smart enough and they will want to keep Andre, because I think, you know, there's a lot of fans and he's the big draw. And I think a lot of people, you know, when they see him on the card, they do want to buy the pay-per-view.
Absolutely.
I mean, people are buying the pay-per-views not for UFC. They're buying it for the fighters, for the guys that are, you know, exciting, for the guys that are known. I mean, if they're going to have fighters that are no names, you know, the new fighters, I'm not saying nothing bad about them, but, like, the new guys that are coming into the sport, nobody really knows them. Who's going to buy these pay-per-views not knowing, you know, these fighters?
So
I think they should kind of treat, you know, the top guys a little bit better.
I'm sure you were around Andre, you know, in Columbus and leading up to the bout. Did you know that he actually got to speak with any of the guys at the UFC, Dana White, Joe Silva, about that future? Did they come up to him and talk to him, or is that all reserved for, you know, a few weeks from now?
You know what? I'm not sure. Probably not. I wasn't with Andre, actually. I didn't see him. I saw him for a few minutes before the fight, so... And I always try to leave him alone, you know, a few days before, because I don't want to, you know, we don't really, I mean, we talk, but he needs to focus on his fight. So that I don't know if he talked to anybody. But like I said, you know, he hasn't resigned yet. And like I said, you know, I hope he does resign with the UFC. And I know Andre, you know, that's where his heart is. He's been with the UFC for so many years, and it would be kind of a shame to, you know, see him go and see Dana White let him go. You know what I mean?
When the whole fight was over and the event was done, did he happen to, you know, as you guys are winding down and looking back on it, I mean, before the fight, you're not really talking about how disappointed you are about the contract and all that stuff. But afterwards, is he say to you, you know, this whole situation really sucked. You know, I was swept under the rug. No one really was hyping me up. I wasn't shown in the pay-per-view. Did he express any disappointment in that?
No, he wasn't disappointed at all. He was just very, very happy and for his victory.
And, okay.
He didn't seem disappointed at all. Andre's a very strong man. I mean, he, you know, he knows who he is and he knows what he's capable of. And, you know, he doesn't, whatever. He just said, okay, this is what they want to do. Fine. That's always his answer.
You were at the fights, right?
I was at the fight, yes.
Did they hook you up with good tickets, at least?
You want to know one thing? And I will say this, and it's a joke. Me being his girlfriend, me living with him, being the closest person to him, I never, ever get good seats.
Really?
Believe it or not, yes. And it's like people, you know, all my girlfriends, all my friends are like, oh, hook me up with some seats. They think, you know, Andre's the top guy in the UFC. He gets all these seats. No, I never get good seats. I don't know what seats he got for me this time. It wasn't anything good because I ended up buying my own ticket for $500.
No way. You actually had to buy your own ticket.
I bought my own ticket, yes.
Wow. I saw you at the HDNet fights in Dallas. You guys were sitting front row, right, you know, octagon.
Right side, so, right, yeah. By the cage, exactly. Yep.
And now you have to pay. What did $500 get you? How close were you?
I got the... I believe it was section E, which was like the fifth row or something. It wasn't a bad seat, but it wasn't, I don't think it's a seat where, you know, like a family member should sit, you know?
Right. And do you actually sit and watch the entire event, or once Andre fights, then you bail?
Well, I wanted to stay watch the whole fight because I also like Anderson Silva. I wanted to see that really bad, but actually I got really sick. I was sick, you know, a week before all of this happened. I got a really bad sinus infection. So I flew to Columbus because, you know, I wanted to really support Andre, but I got really sick. So I ended up leaving. I went into the locker room after he was done fighting for a few minutes where he did an interview, and then I just ended up going home.
Really? So no after parties, no celebrations or anything like that?
No, we had, you know, we celebrated a little bit in the room. It was just the closest people, you know, all his trainers and managers and stuff like that. So, but we didn't go to any after parties or nothing like that.
All right. So
we will probably celebrate here in Chicago soon.
Nice. So, what, you know, you said that before the fight that, you know, you don't like to talk to Andre or sort of give him his space afterwards now that it's this huge climax and you're kind of coming down. What's it like? You said you live with him. So what's it like being around him now that, you know, the fight's over and he's had to been able to breathe that sigh of relief?
Well, we're very happy. You know what I mean? We're just, he's happy. I'm happy. I'm glad he won, which I knew he's going to win. I mean, there's no way. I know Andre, after his loss with Putin Sylvia, he's training with the best people. He's got really good trainers, wrestling trainers, a guy named Sean and John. They're from Overtime Wrestling, and, you know, he's very dedicated. You know, he, like, when he was a champion, he used to go out to nightclubs, this and that. He's, you know, his fighting is number one right now. So I knew he's going to win. I knew there's no way that, I mean, you know, Jake has a good record. He's a good fighter, but I knew that there's no winning with Andre.
When do you foresee a resolution to all this drama?
Resolution? When? When am I going to see the resolution to all the drama? I mean, with the contract and stuff?
Yeah, when do you think that, you know, we'll know one way or the other, he'll go somewhere else, he'll re-sign? Do you think that this will be, you know, a drawn-out another 1 year since we see him again in the Octagon?
No, absolutely not. I think all of this should get resolved within, I would say, maybe 2-3 months.
Okay. All right, so that's...
it's not going to be a year. Definitely not. Definitely not.
Okay, so now...
Like I said, I hope Andre does stay with the UFC, and I hope, you know, I hope they don't appreciate him, and, you know, like, he appreciates them. I mean, Andre never, you know, says nothing bad about the UFC. He's like, you know, he's been there, you know, for like 8 years. He just feels maybe a little bit, you know, unappreciated.
And this would be perfect time to be there, because there's the heavyweight division is so weak, and you would think that he'd be able to rise up the rankings.
Exactly. I feel like, you know, I mean, me as a fan, if Andre leaves, I don't know if I would even want to watch. I mean, Nogueira's there. He's a good fighter. And I'm like, who else is there? All these good guys are leaving, like Randy and, you know, now Krokop gone, and I don't know. I just hope they're going to make the right decision and, you know, give Andre what he wants and everything will be fine.
You know, that Dallas event, the HGNet fights, you guys were sitting in the front row. Were you guys invited by anyone at HGNet fights to come check out the card, or were you just in the area? What was up with that? Because it was interesting to see you guys right there smack dab in the front.
God, were we invited? No, I'm not even sure, to be honest. I cannot answer you this honestly, because it was a few months ago, and I think Andre just said, okay, we're going to Dallas. I didn't even know what we're going for. Huh. Sometimes he doesn't explain to me. He's like, okay, we're just going here. I'm like, okay, pack your bags and we're going. So I don't know. I have no idea if we're invited or to get the seats. Probably invited, I believe.
Did you know when he was there, if he talked to, you know, Mark Cuban, who owns HGNet? Because obviously he's trying to make a name for himself in MMA. Did anyone in the company try to talk or woo Andre and say, you know, when that contract is up, definitely give us a call?
You know, Andre, when you're under a contract with a certain organization, you're not allowed to speak any business. So I'm sure, actually, I'm not even sure if I never met Mark Cuban. I'm not sure if Andre did, so I'm sure he didn't talk any business, you know, at those fights. We just went to see, you know, like the fights, and that was it.
All right, very ethical of Andre. Okay, so let's talk about you, because a lot's been going down in your career. It seems like every few days or so, you're popping up in some sort of magazine or website. Give us an update, even in the pages of Playboy this past month. So give us an update on what's going down with you.
I'm very excited, because I got to tell you guys, I just shot actually in Columbus the day of Andre's fight for Fight Magazine. So I am, I'm going to be, I believe, in the April or May issue of Fight Magazine. It's going to be a few page spread, which I'm very, very excited for. And what else? Yes, I was featured in Playboy in the March issue. There was one picture of me.
What's up? What's up with the one picture? What is that? Why just one?
Playboy calls me. Their headquarters are in Chicago, so whenever they need like a model, I was modeling basically. It was some kind of a engine oil or something. So that's what they needed at the time.
You're modeling an engine oil.
Have you seen it, Ariel?
No, I actually haven't, so I don't understand.
You haven't seen it?
No, no.
It's kind of a funny picture. In every issue of Playboy, in the back of the magazine, they usually have a model, like model something for them. So it was kind of some kind of a new oil. So it's kind of like a picture of me laying down in the oil. I don't know.
Interesting.
Which was kind of neat.
And was it actually oil?
No, it wasn't oil. No, it was teriyaki sauce.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
And so they just bring like a huge vat of it and pour it, you know, pour it down on the ground, and then you just go and sit on top of it?
Yeah, well, actually, they were pouring it on me, and, you know, I had to pretend like I'm enjoying it.
Absolutely.
The picture is really neat. The picture is cool, but the photo shoot wasn't that fun.
Yeah, I'm sure you haven't had teriyaki chicken teriyaki in a while after that.
No, actually, I didn't want to eat it for a while after this.
Okay, so and what about other things going on? Anything, any news or things? I mean, obviously the Fight magazine is huge. Anything else that you'd be popping up or appearing on?
I also did a shoot probably 2 weeks ago for a website called MetPoison.com and HurtClothing.com. I'm the model of the month for March 8th, so make sure you check out MetPoison.com. There's an interview, and they also shot like a little video, which is on YouTube now. It's the behind the scenes video. So that was neat, and that's about it for now.
You know, it's interesting that all these big things are happening in your career, and this seems to come right after you made your first appearance at Jari Park. There might be a coincidence to that.
I know. Probably there is some coincidence.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't give us love as much as we deserve, but I think that it's, you know, with you popping up on all these mainstream publications, I think it's time to, you know, to pay respects. Jari Park is a great place to sort of springboard your career, right?
Oh, yeah. Are you serious? People are not giving you guys respect?
No, man. We don't get a lot of respect out there, especially in the MMA community. They sort of turn their back to us.
You are kidding me.
It's true. I'm
serious. You guys are great. So, I don't know, all you listeners, go on jarripark.com.
Nice.
You guys are awesome.
All right. So, speaking of being awesome, you know, we like to keep things fun around here, especially when we have non-fighters come to the park. And I wanted to actually play a game of truth or dare with you. You know what truth or dare is, right?
Not really. I used to play there when I was a kid. So explain to me.
Okay, so basically, I ask you a question, and then I ask you truth or dare. Actually, excuse me, it's not truth or dare. It's actually true or false. True or false. I'm thinking of a different kind of game, and that's for your next appearance. So true or false, I give you a statement and you tell me true or false, your thoughts on it, okay?
Okie doke.
Okay, so the first one, very cut and dry. Andre Arlovsky just fought his last UFC fight. True or false?
False,
okay. Number two.
Might be fighting again in UFC.
Right. Okay, so something to have, you know, to hang our hopes on. The second one, Andre Arlovsky is a better fighter than Randy Couture. True or false?
True,
really? You truthfully?
I love Randy, but I really think Andre can beat him.
That would be a great battle. We'd love to see that.
That would be a great battle. And I love Randy. I'm a big Randy fan. But I just think Andre, like, he's capable of beating a lot of people. I don't know if people realize that he's getting better and better.
How about this one? Fedor Emelianenko, you know who he is?
Of course.
Okay, just making sure. Fedor Emelianenko is an overrated fighter. Overrated fighter.
Oh, is he an overrated fighter?
Yeah.
False. No, I think he's a good fighter, but I think he's beatable.
And who would you think would be able to beat him? Let me take one guess.
I really think Andre can beat Fedor.
If someone offered Andre one time only, though, $1 million to fight Fedor, but it would be one time. He wouldn't have a long-term contract. Do you think he would take that deal?
For $1 million?
Yeah.
I don't think for $1 million. For a little bit more, yeah.
All right. You should be the one representing him in these negotiations.
trust me, I'm working on it.
Nice. Okay. Do you really actually want to represent him? Is that sort of a goal for you?
No, it's kind of, no, it's a joke. It's joke. You know what? I'll give him advice here and there, but he has a good manager, you know.
Right.
His manager, you know, they, like I said, I'm his girlfriend. I support him. I love him. But his managers, they know what they're doing. And, you know, they've been with him from day one. So, his business and his career, I'm just, you know, like a family member, just supporting him.
Absolutely.
When it comes to his money and stuff, you know, let his management take care of all of that.
Okay, so let's move on to the next one. Okay. Roger Huerta is a better looking fighter than Andrei Arlovsky.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. I picked Roger because he seems to be like the heartthrob, so I thought that would be a good matchup.
I think Andrei is way hotter.
All right.
I mean, I think Andrei is the hottest.
I mean, I wouldn't expect you to say anything
else. No, I'm not even saying this as his girlfriend. I just think Andrei is he's hot. I mean, he's got the style, he's got manners. It's not even about, you know, looks. He's a gentleman.
When you first were with Andrei and coming to these, you know, parties or whatever, did other fighters ever hit on you not knowing yet that you were his girlfriend?
Actually, one fighter was hitting on me on Saturday, but I'm not going to say who.
Oh, come on. Give us a hint.
I don't think he knew I'm Andrei's girlfriend, though.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't say that he was maybe hitting on me, but he gave me the look, so.
He gave you the look of love.
Yeah, the look of love. I'm not going to say who it is.
Was he fighting? Was he fighting on the card?
No, he wasn't fighting. He was just there.
Is he's a UFC fighter, though, right?
Yes.
And was mm-hmm. is he a heavyweight?
Yep.
Interesting. Heavyweight. Was it Tim Sylvia?
No, Tim Sylvia knows I'm Andrei's girlfriend.
Oh, come on. Give us a little hint. Just a little hint. And I won't say who it is, but just so that we can think about it.
Who's the guy on top in the heavyweight division now?
Really?
Really?
Wow, that's interesting. Well, you made a good choice sticking with Andrei. Okay, so let's move on to the next one. True or false?
No, Andrei's the best.
Yeah, he is the best. True or false, sometimes you ask Andrei to wear his fangs around the house.
False.
That you don't think that doesn't get you excited or anything?
No, that's not exciting. No, he can just leave this in the octagon.
Okay. True or false, Andrei Arlovsky abstains from all any kind of sexual relation at least a week before a fight.
Yes, I am going to say this publicly. No, we do not have any sexual relations for probably a month before his fight.
A month, really? That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean,
it is a long time.
You hear that most guys will take like a week or two, you know, soccer players and all that, very, very public on those, you know, on that side of the game. But a month is actually very extensive. I've never heard that long, at least personally.
Well, I rather have it long, and I rather have him happy, and you know, I want to be happy when he wins. I don't want to.
You don't want to get blamed for anything that you shouldn't be blamed for.
Exactly. I try to be a supportive girlfriend. I'm always there for him. I want him to be successful. You know what I mean? I try to do everything in my power that I can that he's gonna win every single fight. That's my. That's my first concern.
You don't want to give ammunition to those people on the internet that were saying that you were the cause of his short downfall there, you know?
Right.
Okay, so then on the flip side of it, though, I mean, I'm sure you guys make up for lost time when the fight's over, right?
Oh, yes.
Is that
yes, we do.
I've never actually been in a fight, so is there like a one or two sort of grace period, or do you just get right back, you know, is it? You know, you said that afterwards he had an after party in his room and all that. Is that sort of, am I kind of going on the right track here? Or?
Oh, my God. I'm not really understanding this question.
All right, fine. Forget about it.
Let's forget about that one.
Forget about it. I was getting personal. Too crazy there. And
a little bit too personal.
I don't want Andrei to kick my ass or anything because I'm a huge fan. Okay, true or false? Andrei Arlovsky became a better fighter since meeting you. better person all around.
I think you mean better fighter or better person?
No, just a better fighter. You know, he's more better focused. He's happier at home. You know, when you're happier at home, you're happier in the ring. You know, you don't have these problems on your mind when you have a strong woman to come home to and all that stuff.
Well, I think it's not even because of me. I think it's, you know, the older you get, the more experience you get, the better you become. Right. You know what I mean? He had his big losses. And I think, that kind of made him stronger and better. It's not even just because of me, because, you know, I'm just his girlfriend. I just support him. But I think it's, you know, all his
You can give yourself credit. Give yourself credit. You're a big part of it.
No, I do give myself credit. I think I'm okay.
All right.
I'm not a bad girlfriend.
I don't doubt that. Okay, just a couple more to go. True or false, Andre Arlovsky is a grouch the day before a fight?
False.
Always a happy guy. Never a grouch.
Always a happy guy.
Does he get nervous? Does he get like really bad nerves?
No, he never gets nervous. I haven't seen him nervous. Especially before this fight, he wasn't nervous at all. He was cracking up jokes, and he's like a comedian, you know? He likes to make fun of, but he jokes around a lot and likes to scare people. So I wasn't with him, like I said, in Columbus before, because the day of his fight, I was shooting for fight, and the night before my flight got in late, so I saw him for like 5 minutes. But I heard from all his trainers, he was cracking up jokes, and so no, he wasn't nervous at all.
You say you don't see him, so let's say you're actually in Columbus, and the night before a fight, you guys will sleep in separate hotel rooms and all that?
We stayed at the same hotel, but yeah, we sleep in a different room.
Wow, that is dedication. You never get to hear this side of the fighter's life, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, I respect him, so I don't want to... I think it is better, because why should... I don't want to be a distraction to him, you know what I mean? He needs to be with his... with his boys, and he needs to concentrate.
It all makes it better for the after party afterwards.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we're all happy. So
right.
One night, I live with him, so I have him, you know, every single night he sleeps with me. It's okay if, you know, the night before his fight or a few nights before his fight, if we're sleeping in different beds, it's totally fine.
Okay. True or false? Andre Arlovsky has a lot of groupies.
You mean like girls that...
Like fans that follow him and try to get his phone number or whatever. Give him their phone number.
Well, of course he has a lot of fans and, you know, I'm sure a lot of girls do want to get with him. But he doesn't... Since I've been with him for 2.5 years, I haven't experienced any like craziness that like somebody actually like following him or nothing like that. So
you never had to say to a girl like, "Listen, biatch, step off. You know, this is my man." Nothing like that.
You know what? Andre is such a good guy that he would never ever allow any girl to even disrespect me like a bit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We were at an appearance one time and some girl said, "Oh, can you sign like here on my shirt?" He just, you know, I usually go with him everywhere and he just looked at me, started laughing. He's like, "No." He gave her an attitude. So he's very, you know, he respects me. So he would never, ever let any girl disrespect me.
He was brought up very well, apparently.
Very well, yes.
All right, you know who Ariane Celeste is, right? The Octagon girl.
Yes. I met her before. She's an awesome girl.
Great girl. She's actually been to Jerry Park many times. We've had her on here, and the last time that she was here, we spoke to her. She was sort of mulling an offer to potentially maybe pose for Playboy. She said they'd approached her a couple times. She's thinking about it, but she's sort of not sure. True or false, should Ariane Celeste pose for Playboy?
If she gets a lot of money, yes.
What's like a lot of money, just so, you know, to have a frame of reference?
I think, if she's whoever is talking the, you know, right deal for her, if she can get on the cover, have like a celebrity spread where you make, you know, at least 100,000 definitely.
Really? Okay.
If they're giving her, you know, a couple thousand, then probably not. But wait till you get a little bit more famous and then post for Playboy.
So do you think right now she should hold off on it?
Well, like I said, I don't know what they're offering to her. You know what I mean? If they're offering, like I said, over 100,000, and if she's looking, well, Playboy is great exposure. So I don't know what she's looking for. If she's looking for the money, if she's looking for extra exposure, she's a beautiful girl. I think, you know, I mean, whatever. Like I said, I haven't talked to her about it, so I don't know.
Next time you see her, you should offer her some advice, you know, because she seemed to be a bit torn up about it, and obviously you have the experience, you know?
Right. Well, like I said, she should, if they're going to give her the cover and like a celebrity spread, yes, I think, why not? You know, Playboy always helps out. It opens a lot of doors. So depends what they want to use her for.
Okay. And the last question, last true or false, Patricia Mikula will soon become Playboy Playmate of the Year. True or false?
Playmate of the Year. Probably false.
Really?
You know what? I'll tell you one thing. I respect Andre a lot. I love him to death. And that's one reason that I never really... to be a playmate, you got to go and you got to test in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to like stay at the Playboy Mansion. Andre is very against that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He heard a lot of stories and he's like, oh, no, definitely not. So... for as long as I'll be with Andre, I will choose Andre any day over being a Playmate of the Year. And
really, so he doesn't want you to be. But you were just in the March issue. So how did that work?
Playboy has a lot of divisions. The Chicago, where we are, there's the Playboy headquarters. They shoot a lot of the things for the magazine. And also Cyber Club, which I did a lot of work for, which is Playboy.com. Then they have the office in LA, which they only, they shoot only Playmates and Playmates of the Year. And every time I do a shoot, it's in Chicago. I don't go to LA, so.
So do you think if he had his way that he would rather you not do it?
Well, Andre, yeah, he told me a few times. He's like, well, you know, he doesn't like that whole idea of going to LA and doing the whole Playmate thing. So, which I don't care. You know what I mean? I have a good relationship with him and being happy with him and being just with him is way more important for me than being a Playmate or Playmate of the Year. So I choose Andre Arlovsky, over being a Playmate.
Because then you're going to have to go down to L.A. and he's going to have to fight off like Pauly Shore or some D-list actor.
Oh, God.
Go after you and it'd just be a messy situation. So I think you're making the good choice.
Right. I mean, I've done a lot of work for Playboy and I love working for them. You know, every time they need me, if it's in Chicago, I'll definitely do it. Probably flying to LA and staying at the Playboy Mansion. No, it's not going to happen.
All right, but he probably
unless Andre's coming with me.
Right, that would be an interesting show. Have Andre live at the Playboy Mansion too with you.
Oh God,
I don't know who would be more trouble, you or him, if that was the case.
He wouldn't be trouble. I know he wouldn't be. Right. I trust him 100%. He's the greatest guy I've ever had.
Awesome. All right.
Very, yeah.
Well, it sounds like everything's going great in Patricia Andre land, and it's great to hear that. Great to see Andre get back on the winning side of things and actually just back in the octagon at UFC 82. And it was great talking with you again, and thanks for playing a little true or false. Always great to have you at Jerry Park, Patricia.
Thank you, Ariel. And I am wishing everybody a great day.